We're finishing up Acts 27, verses 13 through 20. And if you've been listening in the last few days, you know that Paul finds himself aboard a Roman grain ship headed for Italy, but they are in the middle of what's called a Euraculon, a northeaster, and the ship is being battered by the waves. Well, they've tried just about everything to try to keep the ship together. They have hauled the dinghy or the lifeboat aboard. They have frapped the ship. They have been forced to throw some of the grain into the sea. And then they have thrown the tackle overboard. And they just don't have anything left to do but to hunker down and hope that the Euraculon will blow itself out and they will survive. Well, when we come to verse 20, Luke pretty much puts a period at the end of the sentence. Here's what he writes. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. Now notice that. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days. So they are going through 24-hour periods where they've not seen the sun, and at night, they cannot see the stars. This is how bad this storm is. Well, verse 20 really is the culmination of all the crew's efforts. They have raised the lifeboat, frapped the ship, launched the floating anchor, jettisoned much of the grain, and tossed the extra gear overboard. What else can they do? And as Luke records, no end was in sight. He noted that many days and nights followed when the crew and passengers could not see the sun nor stars. This is far more than visual impairment. Before the invention of the compass, the sun and the stars were the only guides when ships were at sea. The ship was being driven by the gales, but the crew had no idea which direction it was being taken. Now notice Luke's summary. We finally gave up all hope of being saved. Perhaps a better translation would be, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. In other words, outside forces were conspiring to take from them their last vestige of hope. Some commentators suggest that this statement reflects an additional source of concern that Luke does not specify. Aside from the violent storm, did something else happen to the ship? The primary suspicion is that despite lightening the ship, it had sprung a leak and that the crew was powerless to address it. About the only thing left to do is to find one of the dreaded sandbars and run the ship aground. But not being able to see any land, they were forced to keep floundering in the storm. As the commentator F.F. Bruce put it, no wonder then that all hope of their ever gaining safety drained away as day succeeded day. But you know, the story isn't over. John MacArthur gives us this great peek ahead. Here's what he writes. Now God says, that's exactly what I want. No one has any resource, no one has any hope, and no one can turn to anybody or anything. You are hopeless. Well, we'll see what happens next time on Verse by Verse.